when they Oh, they were off and they didn't want to go to bed, so I put them up. I could hear them running across the landing and messing about.
Huh?
I could hear them running across the landing, I said, messing about. But they went to sleep after anyway. Well, I cleaned all the windows, Gordon, right?
Not
All
again, no.
Yeah, all the back, right?
Yeah.
Outside as well.
Where did they?
Yeah, I was cleaning the windows outside at 8 o'clock.
What, a rainstorm or what?
And, well, I thought I could iron my nets and put them up to see Gordon tonight because it would be finished with, wouldn't it? So I ironed this big net to you, my new net, Gordon.
What's that?
I ironed my big net to you, the new net, to go up in the window there. But it's a little bit too long, even though I've taken it up. So, you know the nails that are in? You know the nails are already in the window. I tried to pull them out, but I couldn't.
What for?
To pull the nails up a little bit on the window, that's all. Only about an inch, see? That's all, they're
There's
too
heaps of tape
long.
up there.
In the dish there.
Is the safe drawer gone?
What was this that I didn't cook till last night? So I had to do that in the morning, they didn't pull them nails out.
Do you want any potatoes? Want some potatoes?
Oh, go on, chuck them all out of it. And, I'll do my ironing out the way and then I can go to my mother's then. We're starting to pay for the bathroom tomorrow.
All right.
And
Things are looking bright, are they?
just do some undercoating and all that.
Not feeling any good over there, Deb.
It's called ironweed. Well, it hadn't long started. It didn't start till 10 past 10.
Just can't believe it, but
So,
in pairs, and he said, "Do you want a pint?" I said, "No, I don't bother. I can let him go anyway." He's a tight cow, he is, eh?
you should have made him buy you a bloody pint.
I didn't want to do
Especially with him not working as well. Bunny and all them out and
No, Bernie won it. Dollop. Johnny Flicker's out.
When did Bunny and I went out, innit?
He don't go up to Sunday very often, man. Because of work, like.
How much is it for a pint over there now, then? It's 25 pence off, isn't it?
20 pence.
Well, Wayne told me it was 25 pence off a pint.
Well, Wayne.
Wayne. And he said all the visitors got to pay £1 to go in.
Really got to pay £1 as well?
No, I asked him, he said he's a member.
Is he? I didn't think about that.
So he's a member in the Comrades as well then?
Huh?
So he's a member in the Comrades and in the Social?
I know. But he can afford it in Becky, can't he? He won't work, you like.
My mother had a complaint today off this old fella about Alison. That whenever he's up at the bar, she never serves him. Like, she always goes and serves somebody else. My mother turned around and said, "Well, you should tell her. You should say to her, 'Look, I am next. Serve me.'"
Good seeing your mother. She wants to see the committee, didn't she?
Yeah, well, so it
No, it's
doesn't
nothing
mean
to do
who
with
my
your mother.
mother is,
No,
it?
it's only a steward down here, like. It's up to the
Yeah,
committee to sort that out.
it is
The
up to the
complaints,
committee
like.
to sort it out. But he did go on my mother and say, like, innit?
Well, your mother should have said, you want to put a letter in the committee. That's all you got to do.
My mother said, "You want to see Alison and just tell her, 'Look, I am next.' You know, it's nothing to do with me. It's no good telling me. Reg, old Reggie here is. A little bit of a bald head, white hair. Always sits with Pat Cochran, you know, the one I hear. Came from.
It's a little bit tonight, isn't
Hmm.
See,
What did you plan
I
on
think the
doing?
figure to go with it, I didn't play bingo, did you? You think you'd spend it all on
What did
snooker
you
and all
plan
that?
to do with it?
Oh, that, I thought, you know, just the commanding giving it, the commanding was a mint.
Thanks, Rich. told you.
Tracy had a panic attack.
That's why she came down here.
Wonder if she's bloody down here tonight. Like Pauline will be there.
No. Well, she owes her £4, don't she? I mean, she wants it. Where's she got it?
No, I seen Pauline at the school because I was walking around with the kids. And she was standing there like, and she shouted to me. She said, she said, you've got an hole in your tights, so you go white on your tights. And when I looked,
she was from Raspberry.
Well, so Kirsty's school this morning, I had to drag her in the school. She was screaming, she was. The teacher had to take her off, me. She was crying, and I said, I want to go home,
Oh, no.
But it's, she's worse since these other teachers have been there, look. So there's a pile of mothers outside talking, like, you know, when I went down there, they said, all their children crying this morning. They were all crying. Whereas normally they don't cry, they've been crying this morning, look. Because the new teachers are all different from in there. They're not used to it.
I got into that old fridge at the back.
Where you got it?
It wasn't Pemmer, you'd
rather
grab a bone man.
You didn't go home anyway.
So I shouted out, I said, you're an old fridge, so you got it out anyway.
Called for that?
Aye.
One thing over there?
And then Tracy said, how about it?
The L4?
Fridge is not working. I said, you're not working. I give you one, you sold that.
And really had like a new one out the back, it was practically new there was, and she gave it to, next door to her, his son had it. Because she had a new fridge, didn't she, look off so scooty. The other one then, which was Bill's father's, she put out the back and, Anthony had it. Which is embedded in Nick and that one at the back.
Well, it was a right cock up last night for that too.
Why?
But it wasn't my lad. The fat dinner, the one by the old. Well, I was serving now and then, swimming around every time and her now. Pam, you know, Pam, she knows everything. She thinks she knows everything. Doing this. I said, what's going on over there? And that's it. Oh, Alison said to me, Bobby, Rachel and Bobby, come up with checks. Didn't tell me he had them, and I'd run him in. Dear checks. So I said, how many, sir? Well, she said, by the time Pam had finished with her, it's 12. 12? Are you in? Yeah. I said, 12! 12 pence, I said. Now, it's just 10 past 10. Shut her up, Matt. I said, what are you doing in, Pam? Oh, well, I'm putting them in and putting them as payout. I said, payout don't work on tens. Well, it should work, she said, on tens. I said, they don't work. I need to tell it work, and it works, the payout works. Well, I said, these don't. Perhaps there's a reason, I said, I don't know. But they said, the payout don't work. So I said, you rang in now, another 5 Albrights, and put them as payout. I said, the only thing you can do now, I said, you'll have to leave open till, I said, and we'll have to do 12 pints, and don't bring them in.
What do you say?
Have you ever done payout?
No, what's a payout?
Somebody have done a payout.
What's a payout?
It's a PO. It's a PO.
No, I've never touched that button since I've been working in that club since we've had
because on the nearest till it was a payout of 69 pence to somebody.
I've never done it.
Because on the other side have done it.
I've never pressed that PO button. I mean, I only press the buttons on there that I know. I'm afraid to press the other buttons in case it won't open the bloody till. I haven't done it.
And it came up then, you could see it got payout. I said, I showed Pam in the end, at the end of the night. I said, now you can see this guy had to do this X on it and the Z. I said, now see that, that's 69 pence. Somebody else said it paid out 69 pence. She used it. And I said, I've got to put the 69 pence in. Oh, you want to see, you said you want to have somebody to see to this.
But if he used it till straightforwardly, he wouldn't need to do pot you there like that anyway.
No, I know, but she was trying to do it. She was doing all these pints again to have paying out to Pamela's, thinking that she knew everything, know everything.
Well, I weighed this morning, I'm 9 stone 4. I knew it for an hour away. For an half stone. Strength's cutting down now today. I'll go down here before we start if I have a dry piece of toast. Scrambled eggs, isn't it? Oh, a couple of beans on the dry piece of toast.
I'll go wash them on a minute.
What?
And mayonnaise. Nice salad.
What's that?
You know, that.
Tuna and we don't like it.
You do have that on the diet, see?
So Dad got up then and said he didn't have time to leave the car.
Well, he didn't get up at 10 past 10, did he? So there's no way he was going to use them shattered. Them shattered.
He's drinking last night, that is it fair?
Well, I knew he couldn't do it at 10 past 10. He went straight up at the road. He didn't come back at 11.
He'd have to do it in the evening, wouldn't he, Mum? So look at us doing it. I haven't got a bloody clue about laying carpet.
Well, I have.
Oh, come on, what time have we got to lay the carpet, though, when we're going to be out painting and papering? That's up to him to lay the bloody carpet. He said he'd do it.
Well, I thought if I could get it down, right? It wouldn't take long. It's only a matter of taking the sleepy stuff there, cleaning the room, that's all it is. And I'd be straight to do
Dad planning on making his buffet for another on Sunday.
Well, do you know what I've been thinking? I don't think it's worth doing Wednesday. When I mentioned it last night to him, I said about a buffet, he said, no, it can't happen. I said, why is that? He said, they stopped it, the committee stopped it, he said. If you do food, he said, we've got to have the top corner up there and just have two tables. Know them all, right up in the top, the back corner, over by the fire exit, over there.
Well, 1 minute he's saying they've stopped it, and then they say you can have two tables. So what do they mean? You can do it, then?
Only a small one. But Mike Daniels done it once, and he had all the one side of the washing, and there was war over it.
What, did he do it for all of them, then?
Well, they must have, I don't know, they must have.
Why was he war over it, then?
Because he took up too much room.
Mm. But why don't we just do the two tables? And do it for the family who's going, and then if there's any left, then everybody else can go up and out. Did you tell Dad that?
No. I had a good drink last night.
Well,
we have a piece of toast. Come on, then, I'm never start, yeah. I was upstairs sorting and things up there.
The drink again.
Well, I didn't know what to do, did I? I was downstairs, the dog was barking.
What time did she come here then?
Oh, she'd been here an hour.
Mark is working, is he?
I have no bread.
No, I got bread in my bag, I've just been up the road.
Huh?
I said I got a loaf of bread in my bag. Oh, you got bread for us? Gordon been up the road twice to get bread from Cost Cutters. It wasn't in the twice he went up there.
Hey, what?
It hadn't come in, Mum. It didn't come in until 11:15. So I just bought a loaf now. I put my nets up.
Oh, are they
right? Oh, it's strange it is. I'm not used to them. They're all right.
Huh?
I said they're strange it is. I'm not used to them, anymore. I'm so used to having that thing when I'm in the middle. Like, they're alright. That's all throwing names in the front of the window. I was washing my windows last night, outside and in, the bloody half estate last night. And then next, I tried to put them up, they were so stiff. Oh, God, I can't handle this. I washed every one of them, then ones and all. Left them on the back of the set, he's dry all night. And they were dry. So I ironed them all this morning then, after I took them to school. Can I put them up? Tidy outside, like it's because I'm not used to having the straight drop, you know.
Mm.
But I say, what I'll do, I'll keep the other nets. to pull back up to have a change, like, you know. But if you want to borrow the upstairs ones, you'll have to play goals, like. It's up to you. Got them in the wash now. The only thing is, I find now they're so white, it makes the room look bloody dirty. Because they're so white, do you know what I mean? My curtains are stinking, so I think I have to wash all my curtains along the living room. Should we try and do that?
We can try, can't we? We'll have a piece of toast now and a cup of tea and we'll work something out.
And then tomorrow night, you want to go to dance, you want to stay in and you want to do
there's
some
no dance thing. Tomorrow night.
Or well, you want to stay in there. And if Linda wants, she's only got to get on the bloody phone and you can go down there, can't you? You want to stay in and you can do that then a bit, can't you? You haven't finished that grade yet?
I know. I was thinking about some of those fellas down there, they give me a bucket of Christmas.
For?
That's all he's waiting for.
You go and ask him then. Bucket of bloody cement is bugger all. I've got my club on me too. Did Dad leave his club?
Oh!
Wait. Oh, Christ. I've got to do it. Have you got you a club? You got you a club?
Yeah.
Well, if you give me Dad's club, he only got to give it to you then, haven't he? It's only £5 he owes.
A blow down, come back then?
No. I wanted to phone him, I did.
The flowers look nice in there, don't they?
Yeah. Huh? Better in the window, don't they?
Yeah.
Mind they look nice if they were by the grates, but they? When it's all the carpets laid down and that painted, just to cover
well, like
the
a mort says, haven't I? I got that basket, haven't I, with the mort.
And you've got that nice vase out there that's not being used. What are we having on that toast now then?
Chicken
and
beans, yeah. Not many though.
Oh, beans.
They're alright.
Oh, we'll have some beans then. I don't want no butter on my toast. I couldn't get over that when I weighed this morning. I knew I'd put on weight, but I didn't think I'd put that much on. I had a massive dinner of dawn yesterday. I ate the bloody lot, and I had a cream cake after.
You've only had me yet, then, you haven't.
What are you going to have, then?
No.
What are you going to have then?
I just have toast.
Just went to Matt Carroll's now to get club offer. Do you know she's still got her trimmings up?
Oh no.
She,
right,
got the,
okay,
she got the tree down, but all the trimmings are still up in the living room because she's waiting for Mandy to take them down because Graham can't get up there because of his back and his heart. And Carol can't get up there. So she's waiting for Mandy to take him down, because Mandy put him up anyway. She'll wait for bloody ever then if Mandy does it. You pay me 20, now you're only owe £10 then. You haven't paid me since the 13th of December, look. And Dad paid me last on the 10th. I want to phone and see about this, you know the scale electric that I have and I sent it back?
Aye.
Well, I paid off £6. So they owe me £6, don't they? Mum?
Yeah.
Well, will they send me a cheque for that or what will they do?
What do you mean £6? Now for what?
Well, when I had the scale electric, I had it in November and I paid off £6, so they got the £6 there. Well, in the meantime...
Well, you're taking it off your account.
Well, I don't owe anything at the moment. In the meantime, look, I sent the money off, didn't I? And I sent that scale electric back. And I've heard nothing of them since. No letters.
That catalogue is right.
And I don't owe anything at the moment. I've had that court for Gordon, mind. But that does, I don't start paying for that until next Friday. But really, I should phone her and sort it out. Tracy coming back?
Yeah.
Calling back.
Oh, hold it.
See that baby's teeth? You got four down the bottom, now four up top.
Never.
All in front there. I think that way.
I bet that's half the trouble with
him. That way is bad.
When he's late cutting them. Isn't
he? We haven't got no colour.
Is he eating better now?
Mm-hmm.
Funny to think the next Monday, Clavia.
I know.
Oh, Gordon went on the club last night. They pay his contributions and membership, you know. £4
Aye.
For the year. And he had that squash he was drinking all night. He was in by 10, mind, and he played out, see, and he shouted the flyer, the line. £26
Never.
So see, I told you it was worth me going out, didn't I? So he said, you can have him, do we want him with it? But I said, he wants jeans badly, they're all split in. If you just told get yourself a pair of bloody jeans out of it.
Nice enough.
He said he wanted two for the flyer for £100 for ages. So he kept saying, oh, don't bother going out tonight, go out on next Saturday for an hour then. He said, oh, no, I'll take it tonight now I've got the money, so pay it out of the way.
I went and got bingo talk last night and I was saying to him, now give me the numbers. And Pam was serving and she's saying numbers, isn't it? And then I said, well, another two. And Alison said some numbers, isn't it? And Pam said, no, they're not the ones they put down, she said. Well, it was too late, anyway, she took it. Those numbers come out.
The ones you never put out. But she was off then.
Could be doing it. Oh.
Paid your tickets now?
Yeah.
And we pay for our tickets now, Pam. Don't pay for the bingo talk.
Yeah? Not okay, Pam, at all.
Was Alec there?
No.
Is he still shaming or?
I don't
know. What did Dad say about Friday about Alec? What I said about him saying he's not shaming then?
And he was going, I know you're going to manage, he really said, I'm going to Spain for holiday. And he went, are you going? Are you going to the gym? I said, no, huh? No, you're going to manage that. And he gave his father last night, he said, oh, you'll be all right, he said. Well, the tickets haven't come in, he said, so you'll be able to have a drink tonight. And I said, well, you aren't about. Well, he said, if I got to pay out £200 now, he'd left, he said, for tickets. He said, if only 100 come in, he said, you can have a drink on the rest. You can't get up tonight then. He said, I hope you don't think in the committee that we are doing all right out of these tickets, he said. Because he said, I know, I'm no trick. He said, should I give you £600 of the tickets, you give a £600 cheque. Yeah? Well, he said, well, we are not there.
Really, is he?
No, he's been good to nothing. Didn't know what he was thinking about, that's it. Talking a load of rubbish.
Oh, that's for Cara, give me the photo of the kids. So I'll get a frame for it.
Where is it? That looks as if it's in her head there, though. white thing on across her short jumper.
She had two photographs there, and I picked that one because the other one was similar to one you already have. But I'll get a frame for that now. And I'll get a frame for the one that she sent up in a card. She was sitting there and like, dressing all about, and then now she got a card up. Mandy was still in bed. She was saying they're waiting for the electric bill. And it'd be about £160 this time, she said.
Well, she's sitting in a dressing gown waiting for it, is she?
Because she said, because Chris is living there now, he's in the shower twice a day, she said. She said he got his stereo on upstairs all
day long.
Wait,
she did a thing then.
What? I said, why don't you get a token like we are? She said, how much you put in then? I said, oh, about £15 a fortnight. And she said, well, that works out to about £90. At the end of the quarter, like. She said, well, mine, she said, it's about £160 at the end, £120 at the end of the quarter. But she said, I know this time it's going to be about £160 since Chris had been living here. So she said, how much should I be putting in at the fortnight, she said, in the electric token.
Well, it's about time my daughter paid then. Give towards her, innit?
Mandy don't pay nothing at all now. He's on the door, look, he has £30 a week. And Mandy gets £34 a week, one parent benefits, and she gets a family allowance, £7. She's on about £40 a week, Mandy is. But she doesn't take nothing off him. She buys all the food. He's only on invalidity. Graham is. And Carol gets £18 for herself. What's invalidity? £60 a week? So she's on £18. They're on about, say, £80 a week they're on.
When'd you find a job?
Oh, man, between all the aches and bloody pains and all the rest of it. He's just said and done with, find a bloody job.
When I phoned Alec yesterday morning, right, and asked him now, I said, there's only one barrel of dark. I said, it's the last one on now, I said. Do you think the price should go back to normal? No, he said, leave it at the 65 pence. So of course, when we went in the day now, and Tommy was on, like last night when I went in, Tommy was on to bring it to now, say it. You know, I think it should be back to normal because...
Well, you are back to normal. We put it back to normal, didn't we?
Oh, aye, that's right, aye. Aye, oh, but there's still a few drinking it, a few more on it.
No, but he tasted it before, didn't he, Spare?
Nah.
It's dealer than Aubrey, isn't it? Penny? What?
Penny.
So, give me your £20 glove now then, Mama, and mark it off your card, and I know where I am, right? And if you give me Dad's £5, well, I can mark his off, and then you can tell him then, I leave his card you, and you can say you paid it, and you owe me £5. He knows he's got to give it to you then. Got to have it now, sort the bloody money out. Got a pen? I got one.
£5.
Huh?
I haven't got £5, mummy.
How much have I got?
£20.
£2.20.
Mind. Your father gave it to Dad.
Oh, well, what's your 20 now? Right, day to day is 14. There we are, a month later. So it says exactly right, 14 for the first 92. £20 off. You owe £10. You can't give me £5 a week now, look, and then you finish in 2 weeks, look, and then you can order covers or whatever you want to order.
Mm.
I don't know anything. I don't know if you got caught now. I've got to start paying for it. Friday. And what's that a week on £35? Or £150, is it?
Yeah.
I leave Dad's card you then, for him to know. £4.99, lucky old. Well, I'd see him anyway, I expect, when he comes back.
Yeah.
We'll do this after, is it?
Well, yeah.
Was she there?
No.
breathers, wasn't there? So I thought, oh, I've got pound and oil until out of there. Well, Pam's. One there.
One Tina's.
Nah, I've won her.
What about Julie?
Hang about now, wait a minute, I'm finished.
You
would shit. So I thought, yeah. So I thought it was half, oh, Chris. Bugger it, I thought I'm going to Costco just get a few bits of pieces of my Costco. Costco test. Oh, I'm full of nerve today. And, and then I said, oh, I'm sure I'm not going to buy chips. Standing in the queue with the chips. Who should come behind me, Pauline?
Never.
She's telling you to see her. She's up with Debbie's because Debbie's
bad. She's going with
you? I think Debbie's from the church.
Oh, that's why, because I've seen,
Why? I've seen you on the family that once.
Hello, darling.
And do you want a chip?
No, we
don't. You know, it's nice as they used to be.
Yeah! Brandon has curries, like. Oh, I don't like a curry from the fish shop.
What's this crazy,
they are? Bloody
soup. Wow.
Look.
Oh, they haven't fell out, do they?
You're
the dog being passed on the knees. That's what he was after, was it? The dog after the shop at the back. She's been down the hospital.
Aye.
She's on pains in her chest. She's been down the hospital? Did you say? Down the hospital, she had pains in her chest, you know. So she had all these x-rays and bits and pieces, like.
Oh, was it?
And the thing is nerves, really, isn't it?
That's what the doctor said, is it?
Well, no, she didn't tell me. What upset? I got one that's shaving him.
That's right, you're tipping there, Trace. Do we like chips? Do my baby like chips in New Orleans?
Oh, it's a bit hot happening, I carry.
Yeah.
A draft.
I'll get
a
laugh
for us a minute,
you
can.
You're
going to
be some chips.
Does he eat chips, Trace?
Not really. He's
an egg.
He's really eating that hardly, by the way.
Oh. I don't know why that says making that noise.
What is? How do we
hear it? Which one's that, Seb? Not there. Easiest. Right. Just say it. I weighed myself this morning. I'm 9 stone 4. I've run half a stone.
What's my normal weight?
Christ. So I started cutting down now. I got all trays. And then they grow thick, Nina.
You need this. Mummy can do chips now.
Get a chair now. I think I can stand it.
Ooh. She's slow enough, flipping fish off on stick.
Who's slow, is it?
Slow as hell,
oh,
she
she's a pain in the arse, she is. Oh, she's so bloody miserable.
She also actually give me a smile when I'm in it.
Oh my God, you should be privileged.
Oh, I can't get the steps. 90 pence I come to.
Chips and curry? Well, I had curry from that other bottom fish shop. Not the Chinese, or the other fish shop, Glenview. Oh, it was like bloody soup. The one I tore off. I said, that's the last. I said, I'll never have it from
here. What's the what's the name of it?
This is upside
down,
isn't it?
You know.
Look at that. Is that the way it goes up? Or
it's only the other way around.
Is that the way for time? Well, I suppose it's entirely up to you where you want it to work.
Well, William was just telling me that what's the name over there?
Ooh. Well, it's better.
In school, so, you know, Jill is really barred again.
I know she's barred. Her mother been there staying with her.
She?
They tried to stop her tablet, but cut it down with her.
No, I know, and obviously she's not worse now.
Ask my auntie again, look, what he's trying to cut down with his piece of budget. I haven't seen her for ages. From while going up to school, no, me, she's in the bloody school talking to all the teachers. Isn't she? The girl got around the tablet, that's why.
Tastes the same as me, I just want for mine now. And I'm fine when I got him.
So when you cut you down, Andrew?
Well, he did before, but now since all was happening and all this over again, he's leaving me at 1 in the morning and 1 late at night when I go to bed. I mean, since this has happened, it's bloody roofing up. No, I'm bagging you, Ames. All of us are gay, aren't we? Every time somebody makes a noise to them, jump in a bloody mouth.
Oh, are you back here then?
Well, no, I'm still dumped in our bloody house. Can't put a carpet in, it's so old. I'd rather get back here, Deb, and get on with it, you know what I mean?
When are you moving then?
I've got a big scaffolding right in front of me, right? And they got a big pulley there, I know. The men going up and down on it. So I can't move back in for another at least 2 weeks. You wanted me to move back in last Friday, claiming, didn't he? I said, you must be joking.
Was it that,
yeah, but these two kids have said, Wareham can't go up the bloody toilet unless something falls off a friggin' scaffolding. The scaffolding blew off the other day. Never seen it blow off.
And the thing is, next week, I know we got calm weather now, but I seen the weather this morning. And they said, next week we've got gales again, wind and rain coming over.
Have you ever seen Poltergeist 3, Deb?
No.
Oh.
What's it like?
It's always them.
Is it good?
Well, no. I went to go get it yesterday now. Went home, sat down, got all ready now, and we had crisps and whatever. I said, put it on then, Mark. He said, give it you then. I said, well, you got it, haven't you? He said, no. We've left it in the bloody shop, and the shop had shut.
Oh, never.
I had a Sunday when it was only open for an hour. By the time we got home, I settled down to put it on. I paid for it at all.
Oh, at least you know you're going to have it.
Have it tonight, yeah. I wanted to watch it in the afternoon, see, Gav, because I don't like watching horror films in the night.
I don't like
that. I don't mind watching in the afternoon. You forget about it by the night then, don't
you? Did you see The Shining? Oh, it was all over Christmas. Jack Nicholson in
I've seen him before.
Well, I've watched that. We watched it in the night.
Mama.
I want a chip, Mum.
Barry, after they begin cold.
No, I don't.
Bit of curry over there.
She just a toast. Very I just had half a dozen beans on toast.
You must love it anyway after this one after that, can't you? Oh, well, I can't be no nicer, can I?
I'll have one chip to dip in there. Try it. I'm going to use one
chip. Oh, you're probably going to like curry. Well, for this then, Julie getting married.
Huh?
Julie Seymour's getting married.
I think I know why.
April, so the date is all fixed a lot. And it's going to be in the social. Pauline have got her invitation. Well, she hasn't got it yet, but she was
in White wedding?
Why do you think you know? She's not pregnant, she?
No, I was talking to her last week, but I haven't seen her for ages. And she was saying she'd heard off the hospital now, because remember she wanted a reverse because she had that sterilisation.
Right.
And she wanted a reverse, because they said it is reversible.
She can't reverse unless she's married, can she?
But they said to her that she's still unsettled, she's not married, so they can't reverse it.
Oh,
and there's such a long queue, even if she went private, she'd have to wait for ages. So I think that's why she's getting married, because I think
she's still
wants kids.
She's still in a relationship now. She's still knocking off him, isn't she?
I don't know. I've heard, don't say nothing, mind. To anybody, mind, I've heard that he's knocking off Julie, not.
Oh,
honest to God, I said he likes all the Julies. Yeah, ma'am, I heard that. Gordon's telling me all the boys know in the club. He's knocking off Julie, not now.
Oh, well, perhaps Julie's now with him then.
Julie don't work now, Trace, like she used to.
Nothing like Mr. Christ there. It's never a slimy day. It seems to be down the street, can't
it? He's no bloody good anyway, is he?
No. You know what I'm looking like? he's horrible. And I tell him one thing now, if he didn't have a moustache, he talks with the side of his mouth. His mouth goes like that.
That's why he got the bloody moustache, ain't why he did?
Men's unamusing, anyway, Mr.
Well, are you coming out next Sunday, Joyce?
Oh, don't be asking me where.
Oh, Clive is coming home next Sunday, isn't he?
What's that, Anne? Oh, no, don't blame me.
I said,
is it Clive? Is it Sunday, Tracy, or what? On that table.
Is it what?
No. Well, have a look, because I'm asking it.
What was it?
Reese. Where are you going now?
Clive's coming home next Sunday.
I'm not bloody scared. Do you think I should look at this now? See this? Do you think I should start from the top of this, half a square, right? Or use the old square like that?
Use the old square. Mum, you're the bloody wallpaper.
I know that, but I'm thinking of waste.
Oh, well, you don't want much waste, do you? Because you would want to use it for behind the toilet as well.
Well, you aren't Gordon, though.
Well, me, Gordon, Mum, Dad, Di, Mary, Val, Brian, everybody, all the family's going down the Comrades. They're going to decide today. Pardon?
I don't know if they're going down Sunday.
They are going down Sunday, as Dad said yesterday. He said it's pointless in doing it on the Friday. Because Clive will have already been home for 6 days. He said he'll have to do it on the Sunday that he comes home. And I said, we're going to do a buffet. But it means now that I've got to do the buffet on my own because Mum's in work all day bloody Saturday. So it means that Saturday I'll have to do the buffet all on my own.
Well, I can help with the buffet, Deb.
Mum was going to ask you to work Saturday afternoon. That means you'll be there all day and all bloody night then, won't it?
Why, what's on Saturday afternoon?
There's rugby starting. I normally do it, see, Tracy, but because I got to do the buffet, look, I said Tracy can do the shift if she wants to. And I said, I won't do it, I'll do the buffet.
Trace, pass me that bucket today.
I mean, I know you mean that I'm losing money,
which I can't afford to bloody do. And a brush over there.
But somebody will have to do the buffet, won't they? Mum can't do it, because she's in work all day.
What type of buffet? What are you making, like?
Well, rolls are doing it, sausage on sticks, cheese and pineapple on sticks. I was going to make pasties, but I don't think I'll have time, Mum. I'll have to buy little party pasties.
Sausage rolls,
pieces of chicken, vol au vent.
Huh?
I'm just bloody
carrying it
all. Yeah, but Mum will have to get somebody else to work. I bet Lynn will work on a Saturday afternoon, Mum. Or Alison. Never all that bloody busy anyway, you. Really, when I was there, like.
No.
Never busy. You know, kept you going,
want to make
like.
A big bloody mind to what time they're opening. How it gets to that bloody time. It's bringing time, you piss all it
up. Anyone want to talk?
No, Trace.
Like a
I'd love to have one, but I'm supposed to be bloody cutting down, and the thought of it is killing me already.
Bought these steak chips. I don't know how it tastes like.
I've had them. Are they the Nisa make or?
Yeah.
They're all right, like. Evan ones?
No.
Oh, I haven't tried the others. Only yet.
I thought I'd make a nice meal today. I didn't have one yesterday. I didn't fancy them. More cut chicken. Oh, and I bought this sauce, you know. So I bought two pork chops, which the dog needed yet just now. And a sauce, Deb. I thought I'd buy some different chips because I hate my own chips.
I always get oven chips, I do, because they're less fattening for a start.
Pass the air
cloth, Deb. Dry or wet?
Dry.
I,
I bought ravioli for Rachel, because she's mental on ravioli.
Oh, my kids like ravioli too.
Oh, little pies, she said, and chips.
Oh.
And I said, what's little pies? I found out them when I go to tin. Oh, that's you want little pies to be marshmallows? Little pies, bloody ravioli.
It's because he's mincing, that's why. My kids like that, they do have that in school. I think that's why they like it. And I tell you what else they like is sweet corn. Because they do have that in school.
Oh, Rachel had to have that. She don't like that.
No, Sean likes it, and Kirsty needs a little bit. She's not a lover of it, but she'll have a bit of it.
I like ravioli in small portions.
I don't mind it, it's alright, like, I'm not a lover of it. You got more teeth than these, Rose? That's half the trouble with them, is these teeth, then.
Yeah, but that's a big L with them, I have.
Can we have four nights? That's what I had with my two kids when they were late. The two of them were both bloody late. And I'm still having L with Kirsty now. She don't have a dummy no more.
Well, you never had a dummy. I wish you wouldn't,
right?
Sometimes I just ran
in. Oh, well, I miss it with her, because when she starts bloody crying, I go, always stick a dummy in her mouth. But now... Gordon put mustard on it.
See
Gordon's morning. He's straight.
Didn't see me
either. Look straight, man. Well, you can patch that, can't you? But the see his new jacket?
No, I didn't look that close there, but I
have
the taxi, didn't
see me. Oh. Well, that was supposed to be in for Christmas. But now we'll come back.
Oh, you said a new catalogue, so I'm going to send for the blind man's having.
Yeah.
You send for them from my castle. They won't be as dear as Mum. See, because
Mum is
having
the... Well, obviously, Mum got a big window, haven't she?
Huh?
Mum got a bigger window than you, anyway.
Aye, Deborah, I wanted three windows.
Oh. What's that bloody thing whistling?
I know, it's going to make two...
It's finishing now, isn't it?
What, Deb? What? I reckon, for that flat, right? Either one blind downstairs and two nice nets upstairs, or blinds all over. Blinds upstairs and down.
Well, them blinds are all right. They're not a lover of them, though.
Oh, I think they look smart.
You remember your bloody office?
And you can...